Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At least 28 people have been hurt after a driver drove a vehicle into a crowd in Munich, Germany. The suspect, an Afghan asylum seeker, has been arrested. Hamas now says it will release three Israeli hostages as scheduled this week, paving the way toward resolving a major dispute over the Gaza ceasefire. A federal judge granting the Trump administration the green light to move forward with those buyouts for federal workers. However, now it's too late for those who didn't act.
This morning, the window for the more than 2 million federal employees to accept the buyout offer is now closed as Elon Musk and his Doge team cut the government's workforce under the direction of President Trump. More than 73,000 people accepting that offer before the final email last night.
ABC's Perry Russum. President Trump says he and Russian President Vladimir Putin have agreed to begin negotiations on ending the war in Ukraine. Trump has been noncommittal as to whether Ukraine would be an equal participant in talks. This is ABC News. The Attorney General of Louisiana now going after a New York doctor over drugs that can be used to induce an abortion. ABC's Jim Ryan.
Dr. Margaret Carpenter is accused of shipping an abortion drug to a pregnant teenager in Louisiana where those drugs are prohibited. West Baton Rouge District Attorney Tony Clayton.
This doctor has a date with Louisiana justice.
An extradition request has been filed, but New York Governor Kathy Hochul says,
never, under any circumstances, will I sign an extradition agreement.
The teenager's mother also faces charges for ordering her daughter's abortion drug from Carpenter's New York clinic. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Elon Musk now says he's willing to scrap his bid to buy OpenAI if the board of directors there will roll back its plans to turn it into a for-profit company. Musk has put together a bid of over $97 billion for the maker of ChatGPT, which he helped co-found OpenAI's head, flatly refusing. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. After much delay and anticipation, Northern Wisconsin snowmobile trails have opened. After the 2024 season yielded minimal snow and never opened the snowmobile trails, hearing the sleds once more is a welcome sign for local communities and businesses. Although county officials remind snowmobilers the trails are in early season conditions with possible rough spots in swamps and fields. And snowmobile clubs around the area are also urging caution. They say there's a lot of rough spots expected in high traffic areas. So be sure to reduce your speed in order to help keep the snow from wearing and keep yourself safer. Speed is the leading factor in sled crashes, especially around turns. We'd also like to remind you that there are counties out there that currently have minimal trails open. For example, Barron County officials say most of the area's snowmobile trails still can't be opened, citing poor trail conditions due to strong winds blowing snow off the trails. The adding snow coming in on Friday will help, although that snowstorm is set to hit the southern parts of the state more so than the north. This information was found in an article written by Civic Media's Brittany Merlot, which can be found on 98qcountry.com. Saturday, February 22nd from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., it's the Shawamigan Kite Fest. The Washburn Area Chamber of Commerce is excited to announce that Thompson's West End Park will be the new home of the Shawamigan Bay Kite Fest. They invite you to join them from 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, February 22nd for a beautiful afternoon of fun, friends, flying, and more on frozen Lake Superior. You can bring your own kite or borrow one from Shawamigan Kiting. There will be a fire going in the fire pit by the pavilion to keep warm, and kids can take home a free kite while supplies last. Once again, this is happening Saturday, February 22nd from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. over at Thompson's West End Park in Washburn. It's cold. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us it's about to get worse.
Bitter cold is spilling back into the state. Temperatures are diving sub-zero and wind chills are making it feel much worse. Cold weather advisories have been posted in spots northwest, with that expected to expand further south tonight. Wind chills will be feeling anywhere from 15 to 20 below zero, and frostbite can nip you quickly in these conditions. Signs to look out for include soreness or pins and needles feelings in your fingers, toes, ears, and nose. If this happens, never rub the area. That'll damage the tissue even more. Get inside and warm up the spot slowly.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
There are no funeral notices for today. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of every obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Bucks beat the Timberwolves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Despite missing Giannis and Damian Lillard, the Bucks beat the Timberwolves in Minnesota, 103-101. Doc Rivers pleased with the new players who stepped in, like Kyle Kuzma and Gary Trent, and the performance by Kevin Porter Jr.
His guts, he's calm. Kuz, I thought, had some great plays downhill. Gary Trent, a lot of guys just played well. We moved the ball, you know, the entire game.
I guess what do you like about your effort defense?
Just gutty. Gutty. We did our best of doing it without fouling. Overall, we did that, and that was really good.
Kyle Kuzma, on what it's like playing for the Bucks instead of the last place Washington Wizards.
You know, I'm not going to call Washington a bad team because it's not a bad team. They're just in a rebuild, and they're trying to figure out what they want to do there for their future matters.
Baseball, the Brewers signing lefty Tyler Alexander to a one-year, $1 million deal. He had been with the Tampa Bay Rays. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports schedule tonight, the Butternut High School girls team will play host to Bayfield tonight at the Butternut Gym. That's a 6:30 start. In Phillips, the Phillips Middle School girls basketball team will entertain Rib Lake, 4:30 start, 7th and 8th grade games going on there today. And the Shawamigan Team Seal Hockey will have their final home game of the year as they will take on Rhinelander tonight at the Park Falls Rec Arena starting at 6 o'clock. And the Lakeland varsity hockey team will entertain Ashland today at the Lakeland Ice Arena. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. It is cold out there this morning, and it's not really going to warm up much today. Partly cloudy, 7 above this afternoon. Tonight, 11 below. Tomorrow, snow will develop in the afternoon and continue into tomorrow night. 1 to 2 inches of accumulation possible by Saturday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 6 below zero. 98Q
Country. Valentine's Day. The tradition is we give each other those big red hearts filled with the gamble chocolate. Have you ever eaten any chocolate out of those big red hearts with any confidence?
Well, this could either be really good or totally nasty. And I'm just pig enough to find out. I got the one filled with toothpaste. I'm going to have to eat another 9 to get rid of that flavor. There's the big red hearts filled with the gamble chocolate, or the tiny chalk heart-shaped antacids. I know I make you nauseous. Here's a Tums with Hug Me written on it. Maybe that'll help.
Make breakfast a real high spot in your day.
I just love that country music.
I do love country music.
I love country music.
98Q Country.
just get lost. Leave this one horse town like two rebels without a cause. I've got people in Boston, ain't your daddy still in Des Moines? We can pack up tomorrow, tonight let's flip a coin.
College dorm, yeah, my life, it was pretty normal. Looking for a date to the spring formal. Wasn't worried about nothing else, no. Majoring in undecided, notebook full of bad songs I was writing. Never dreamed anybody else would like them. Now they're sitting on a Walmart shelf. Ain't it funny how life changes? You wake up, ain't nothing the same. And life changes. Said I do, but everybody else said, man, you're 22, what you trying to prove? Hey, why don't you wait? Cause I've been waiting on her since the second grade, yeah. And now she got her own set of fans, got a blue check mark by her Instagram, and I wrote a little song about holding her hand, and now everybody wanna die happy, man. Ain't it funny how life changes, you wake up, ain't nothing the same, and life changes. Top on the train, and you never know what's gonna happen. You make your plans and you hear God laughing. Life changes, yes it does, and I wouldn't change it for the world. The world, oh no. And I wouldn't change it for the world. The world,
my daddy and mama, you're gonna have a grandkid.
Yep.
From Uganda, that's right, we're adopting, and she is the cutest little girl that you ever seen. While I was wrapping my head around being a dad, a bigger wrench got thrown in the plans we thought we had. Now there's Willow and sweet Ada James, that's two under two. Now hey, what can I say?
Ain't it funny how life changes? You wake up.
Lady A.
Hey y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98 Q Country.
Looking back now, well, it makes me laugh. We were growing our hair, we were cutting class. Knew it all already, there was nothing to learn. We were striking matches just to watch them burn. Listen to our music just a little too loud. We were hanging in there with the outcast crowd. Heading to the rapids with some discount beer. It was a long train trestle, but we had no fear. Man, I don't know. T-shirts and our typically bad attitude. Had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. Young. Talked a good game when we were out with the guys, but in the back seat we were awkward and shy. Girls were a mystery that we couldn't explain, and I guess there are some things that are never gonna change. Man, I don't know where the time goes, but it sure goes fast. Just like that, we were wannabe rebels that didn't have a clue. And our rock and roll t-shirts and our typically bad attitude. That we've done, we were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. 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 Yeah, I'm wishing we were older. Young. Hey, I wish it wasn't over. T-shirts and our typically bad attitudes. Had no excuses for the things that we'd done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. Young.
Thank you.
Stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon. And I'm gonna love you.
Birds will fly south when the winter comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gonna run. April's gonna rain and flowers gonna bloom. And I'm gonna love you.
So good that it almost hurts. Steady and true as a Bible verse. My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and let it all, baby, we can. Who's Earth's gonna shake every now and then. Some runaway roads are gonna dead end. Time's gonna put a few lines on our face.
We can cover it up, but hair's gonna gray.
Life's gonna fly and be gone too soon. And I'm gonna love you. Baby, I'm gonna love you.
It's a great day to be alive.
Rise and shine!
98 Q Country.
Blue lights flashing in my rear view. The sheriff said, boy, I should have known it was you. You got 14 people in the back of this truck. I warned you twice and now I'm riding you up. I said, officer, what have I done? He smiled and said, boy, you're having too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. There's no such thing as like a girl too pretty, but too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, never had too much fun. There was a fight Friday night at the Stumble Inn. Me and old Harley just had to join in. Next thing you know, we were both seeing stars. It threw us out, closed down the bar. I said the Long Branch is open, the night's still young, and we ain't never had too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. There's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, with too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. I'm a holy terror, a tornado. Wind me up, turn me loose, and let me go. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. There's no such thing as
a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. Give me the reins and let me run, 'cause I ain't never had too much fun.
Daryl Singletary, he's still looking for fun. Daryl Singletary with Too Much Fun. Hope you are well on this Thursday, the 13th of February, Valentine's Day tomorrow. Whatever that means to you, good luck with that. We've got some cold weather continuing for another week or more. Temperatures did not get real cold overnight. We didn't get down to that 15 to 20 below for most of us. But temperatures are not going to turn around much for the high temp today. I show 6 below right now at the studio here in Park Falls. And compared to what we've had, that's a toasty 6 below. Oh, look, they've cranked the high temperature up today from 7 to 8. Yeah, we went for the two-point conversion today instead of the single point. Congratulations on that. Coaching decision. 8 above for the high, 18 tomorrow. 22 on Saturday. That's going to be the warmest day we're going to see in quite a while. Temperatures right through next Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, single digits for the high. Monday, we might not get above zero. They're saying about one above for the high temperature on Monday. You'll want to stick around because not only are we going to throw some snowballs a little later this morning, but also Gray and I yesterday, because our brains are frozen from the winter, whatever, we decided we were going to come up with a couple of top five lists. One is not complete yet. The other one, I believe, is complete with even an outside looking in. As we were doing the remote from Wheelway yesterday, we were coming up with names that not only are names of cars, but also could be names of people, too. So that top five list. And also, I'm in the process of putting together a top five list with maybe a couple of outside looking in of professional athletes' names that could also be cars, names of cars. So we're doing the important stuff today is what I'm trying to say on the morning show. We're doing what we can to get through this cold snap here. So we'll have that for you a little bit later on. We'll see when Gray makes his way in here. We'll take a delve into the gray area. We've got to get our keyword out to you today. We're giving away a $25 gift certificate every day from one of our participating sponsors. And yesterday was Jay's Automotive. If you texted us yesterday, the winner has already been contacted, so you would have received a text message saying, congratulations, you are the winner. And if that's you, congratulations. That's your prize for the tech side of it. You're out. Everybody else, we're moving forward. And we got a $25 gift certificate today from Lena's Northern Pines out on beautiful Butternut Lake. Or Lena's Bar and Grill in downtown Glidden, either one. It's a $25 certificate. All you have to do right now is just text us the word Lena sometime today. L-E-N-A. L-E-N-A. Okay, got it. Lena, $25. We're going to give away to someone to go out there and have a little bite to eat as we continue our snowball throwdown showdown. I see Gray gave away $25 to Ross's Sports Shop yesterday. So he was launching snowballs in this. There was some remnants. There was a little dripping on the walls still from the... I missed it. I'm going to have to listen back to the recording on that. It must have been good. So congratulations. And we've had... Jesse. Jesse has been one of our winners of an Oh Dear Nutrition gift certificate. I know Bob was one of our winners. And... we'll see if we can get some other names here so you guys know who to pick on when you see them at the grocery store. Valentine's Day of tomorrow, of course. Today, February 13th, it is Galentine's Day. G-A-L-E-N-T-I-N-E-S. Galentine's Day. All right, I usually don't do this on the air, but I got to know what this is. Let's see, Parks and this is a Parks and Recreation thing, is that right? I'm not sure I want to delve into this right now. How to celebrate with your friends, Galentine's Day. Okay, so if you're not into Valentine's Day tomorrow, check out Galentine's Day today, I guess. What else here? Jones Fabrics has announced They did this a couple of months ago that they are closing. This used to be a store when I was young, and I would go to the big city with my mom. And looking forward to going to the arcade and all the fun stuff that a kid would get to see at stores in the toy section. And my mom would announce that she has to make a quick stop. She would always say, "Oh, I need to make a quick stop at Joanne's Fabrics," is what she would say. As a kid, that was just torture. It was just torture. Walking around the store, you're looking left, you're looking right, looking for anything that might be entertaining. It doesn't happen. But Joanne's Fabrics, loved by many, but they are closing hundreds of their stores across the nation as part of its bankruptcy proceedings. It's not going away, but it's just not going to be what it was before. NASA says they are watching a big asteroid that could attack the Earth in 2032, smack into the Earth, attack the Earth, whatever you want to say. So what is that, like 7 years out? And they're saying that the chances are extremely low. The probability has increased, apparently, in the last couple of weeks. I don't know what it changed directions or what happened there. So there's a 2.3% chance that this asteroid will slam into Earth in 2032. Listen, if we make it that far, if we make it that far, then we'll worry about it. We'll worry about it at that very moment. We have tournament time coming up for our area athletes. The girls' seating event will be this Sunday. Hockey's already underway. We're going to follow Team Steel Hockey over to Amory. This will be a tough call over there, taking on the number one seed. But Scott Heckman's going to head on over there a week from tonight, and bring you the Team Steel Hockey tournament game. We always like to take a moment, no matter what the outcome of the game, to honor and salute those athletes that work so hard all year long. So we'll do that next Thursday as we have Team Steel tournament hockey on the air here on 98Q. What else? The Bucks beat the Timberwolves last night. That was an ugly game. Did you watch that? Now, the Bucks had Giannis out and Dame out. The Timberwolves had three of their five starters out, Mike Conley and Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo. So it was an ugly game. The shooting was the Timberwolves couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. I always like when coaches come on, like Doc Rivers comes on after the game and said, he said, "We set the goal at 100 points. We didn't want to give up 100 points, and I thought we played well defensively." If you watch the game, the Timberwolves missed probably at least 10 wide-open three-point shots, just shot horribly from the three-point line. So that was the equivalent of good defense. I don't get it. It's amazing how the demeanor of a coach can be so much different after the other team just absolutely stinks. But the injuries are the key here. All the NBA teams, there's two goals. Bucks, Timberwolves, the Bulls, anybody. Number one, you want to just make the playoffs. You got to be in the dance. And then number two, you got to go in healthy. Okay, you can't have either one of those. Can't be. You got to make the playoffs, obviously, but if you go in injured with your top player out, it's not going to happen, because the NBA there's a serious drop-off between the top five or seven guys in the NBA and the next five. The next five are really good, don't get me wrong, but they're not qualifying or contending for a championship good. The Bucks find that out. The Timberwolves, all the teams find that out when your starters have to sit on the bench, and the other guys going, and they play well at times, but it's just not the. There's a reason why the other guys are getting paid $50 million a year. The off season has begun for the National Football League. Of course, I know Gray's been talking a little bit about this. How about a little Cooper in a Packer uniform, huh? Who's going to come back? Are the Packers going to go after a veteran to come in and maybe lead the young wide receiver crew, or are they going to try to draft a receiver, or maybe both? Maybe they do a little bit of both. Are they going to flip everything wide receiver wise? I think they need a leader, in there, because anytime you go into a season and the coach says we really don't have a number one receiver, the translation on that is our receivers aren't very good, is what he's is really what they're saying. Oh, yeah, you know, we have three or four that can. We really don't have a number. Well, you got to get a number one. You really should, unless you've got an elite passer, you know, that can drop it. They can drop it right in the bucket every time. Jordan Love's not that yet. So I would lean toward the Packers finding a veteran receiver like the Cooper Cup or whatever if Devontae comes back or whatever. I don't think Devontae's going to come back as long as Aaron Rodgers isn't there. And that's another thing, too, Aaron Rodgers. He's not going to be a Jet next year. Where is he going to go? He wants to continue to play. As much as the drama would be really, really fun, he's not going to be a Minnesota Viking. Kevin O'Connell will not do that. He's fine. The Vikings are fine quarterback-wise. The Bears are fine quarterback-wise. The Lions are fine quarterback-wise. So it's probably going to be a team that kind of like the Jets to us NFC Norris Division fans. It's going to be a team that we're like, oh, good for you, but we don't really care. Do we play you this year? No? Well, good luck, Aaron. I think he's got something left in him. If he goes to a bad team, it's not going to be good. But if there's a team that can give him just a little bit of time to throw, he's not going to move around much. You know, he's what, 40, 60? Is he 60 now? No, he's 40. He's 40. But he showed stretches last year. But you know what? With that said, there's a lot of NFL quarterbacks, if you give them time to throw, they're going to be pretty darn good. They're going to be pretty good. So Aaron Rodgers wants another year. We'll see who offers him the cash, possibly, to do that. Not going to be with the Jets. So let's get you updated on what's going on this Thursday morning. Hope it's a good day for you. ABC News kicks off our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At least 28 people have been hurt after a driver drove a vehicle into a crowd in Munich, Germany. The suspect, an Afghan asylum seeker, has been arrested. Hamas now says it will release three Israeli hostages as scheduled this week, paving the way toward resolving a major dispute over the Gaza ceasefire. A federal judge granting the Trump administration the green light to move forward with those buyouts for federal workers. However, now it's too late for those who didn't act.
This morning, the window for the more than 2 million federal employees to accept the buyout offer is now closed, as Elon Musk and his Doge team cut the government's workforce under the direction of President Trump. More than 73,000 people accepting that offer before the final email last night.
ABC's Perry Russum. President Trump says he and Russian President Vladimir Putin have agreed to begin negotiations on ending the war in Ukraine. Trump has been noncommittal as to whether Ukraine would be an equal participant in talks. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. With more snow on its way to the region, it is very important to remember safety tips for dealing with it. Always expect every surface to be slippery, so please incorporate extra time into your commute to ensure the safety of yourself and those around you. And remember, if you come up behind a snowplow, while it is legal to pass them, it is not recommended. Snowplows can create a cloud of snow around them that can make it very difficult to see past them, and the wing of their plow can stick out feet past the body of the plow. You should also remember that the road in front of them is guaranteed to be in worse condition than what they're leaving behind them. The recommendation is to settle in and enjoy your cleared road while giving them plenty of space to perform their duties. Thursday, February 25th at 4 p.m., the Phillips Public Library is hosting a learning opportunity about the family's role in the individualized education plan process. This is a no-cost learning opportunity for families to become more confident in the IEP process and learn about resources and strategies to assist you on your child's educational journey. This is for families of children with an IEP, and you can contact Stephanie Lulich at 715-685-1848 or Stephanie L at CESA12.org for more information. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, February 25th at 4 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. In tribute to Bob Uecker, the Milwaukee Brewers have introduced a special patch for the upcoming season. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
In a tribute to Bob Uecker, the Milwaukee Brewers have introduced a special patch for the upcoming season. It's adorned with Uecker's signature on a gold and navy plaid design. It'll be worn by the team during spring training and throughout the regular season. It'll first appear February 22nd during the team's preseason game against the Reds in Phoenix.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks beat the Timberwolves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Despite missing Giannis and Damian Lillard, the Bucks beat the Timberwolves in Minnesota, 103-101. Doc Rivers pleased with the new players who stepped in, like Kyle Kuzma and Gary Trent, and the performance by Kevin Porter Jr.
His guts, he's calm. Kuz, I thought, had some great plays downhill. Gary Trent, a lot of guys just played well. We moved the ball, you know, the entire game.
I guess what do you like about your effort defense?
Just gutty. Gutty. We did our best of doing it without fouling. Overall, we did that, and that was really good.
Kyle Kuzma, what it's like playing for the Bucks instead of the last place Washington Wizards.
You know, I'm not going to call Washington a bad team because it's not a bad team. They're just in a rebuild, and they're trying to figure out what they want to do there for their future. Matters.
Baseball, the Brewers signing lefty Tyler Alexander to a one-year, $1 million deal. He had been with the Tampa Bay Rays. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
7:42, your final chance tonight to see Team Seal Hockey. They've got a home game coming up tonight. Let's talk more Shawamigan school activities. Our district administrator, Kyle Cronin, nice enough to come in with the appropriate attire on, just in case maybe our heat may have failed there. He's got the full cap on and everything, and I thought the snowmobile suit was a bit much, but you got to stay warm, right?
It was a little cold out this morning, shoveling.
A little bit cool out there.
Sidewalk off, right?
Exactly. What's happening at the Shawamigan?
Well, little weather news. When I was driving in this morning, I saw something that's just a weather phenomenon.
Okay.
A sun devil, a sun dog, when there's a rainbow around the sun in the winter, when the ice crystals are up in the atmosphere. So this morning I was driving up here to the studio and was like,
there it is.
Looks like a rainbow. And sure enough, there
sun,
it was.
Sun dog, they call it.
I think that's something like that, right?
All right. I'll have to look that up. That's cool.
So, just an effect that happens in the winter. So, that's not a school cancellation.
Okay.
So don't get ahead of yourself, Joel.
Okay. You said weather related. Anytime you say that, the kids are like, oh, Mr. Cronin's going to tell me something about
the weather.
School. The
they
weather.
Might have to deal with school.
All right.
Well, the challenge is learn about what that phenomenon's really
the
called.
The sun dog. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
So, oh boy. Now my phone messed up, so I can't read the events for the day.
Well, we're getting into tournament time here, I know, for sports, and a lot going on with the schools. Like I mentioned, Team Seal Hockey, they've got their final home game tonight before they start tournaments next week. So people can go down to the Rec Arena.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get down there tonight and check it out. So so other things coming up at the end of the month, we have at the high school, our Leo Club is hosting a Learn to Connect. We've got no school. I will say there is no school coming up on Monday, Joel. We have an in-service day on Monday.
Yeah, and it's technically a holiday, I guess, with President's Day.
Yeah, so and we'll have a staff in-service, but no school for the students. Our midterm ends on the 21st for our students. We've got high school, large group band, and middle school coming up on February 26th. We have our Dorian Band Festival at Luther College on March 2nd.
That's a big one.
That is very
like
big.
The best of the best.
Yes, it is.
That's pretty cool.
And just forecasting ahead a little here, about a month from now, we'll have the ACT for our juniors in the high school. Shawamigan Middle School volleyball girls are home tomorrow evening, and they're playing Drummond in volleyball at 5 p.m., so up at Shawamigan Middle School.
All right.
They're away at Bayfield on the 18th, so next week, and they are home versus Wakefield on the 20th. Our 8th grade girls are headed to UW-Stevens Point for a science, technology, engineering, arts, and math day on the 21st. The boys were down last week, we've got our students going all over the place right now between athletics and other events. Couple of items. The Park Falls Elementary skating rink is open. So kids have been out there when the weather's been
That'll be open until July 1st. Uh-huh. All right. All right.
Yes,
by the time that melts down.
You had mentioned hockey tonight. Tomorrow, our boys and girls varsity basketball is at Edgar. We've got wrestling regionals coming up on Saturday at Cumberland. Girls basketball on Monday versus Hurley. And that'll be a home game. And boys basketball versus Hurley on Tuesday. And later next week, the girls are headed over to Abbotsford, and the boys will be taking on Athens at the end of the week next week. The ice fishing team is on the ice down at La Crosse for the state ice fishing.
Oh, really?
Coming up this weekend as well.
Wow.
So a lot going on. Kids going all over the place, Joel.
Yes.
And
fun time of the year. We'll just try to warm it up just a little bit, though. Thank you, Kyle.
Yeah, you have a great day.
Good to see you, Kyle Cronin, our district administrator for the Shawamigan Schools, joining us. You mentioned wrestling, too. Yeah, the wrestling wrestlers at regionals at Cumberland on Saturday. And we do have the girls wrestling regional is at Hayward, I believe it is, on Friday night. So a lot going on. Check out the school website. There's always good info on there and chances for you to get in the gym and cheer on our kids and athletic events and other stuff. CSDK12.net. That's Shawamigan School District K-12. CSDK12.net. We've got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield to tell us a little bit about the Common Sense event with big savings, right, Pete?
We have over 70 vehicles on the lot here ready to sell, all makes and models. When we say all makes and models, Nissans, Hondas, Chevys, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, all makes and models. Doesn't matter if you're looking for a 3-quarter ton, half ton truck, the SUV, a car, or a minivan. Give us a call. Don't hesitate. It's a Common Sense sale event. It makes sense. There's a lot of sense you're going to save if you come down and get a vehicle. 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Do it the right way. Come to Wheelway.
Hurry in, though, folks, because the Common Sense event only runs through the end of February.
Take advantage of these discounts. They're not going to last long. You got until the end of the month. Many, many discounts. Check out your Northwood shopper. Make sure you bring that coupon and make those savings.
That's at Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin. Just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13, and at wheelwayautos.com. Give them a call at 762-2467.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-Frame Construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood Post-Frame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is cold out there this morning, and it's not really going to warm up much today. Partly cloudy, 7 above this afternoon. Tonight, 11 below. Tomorrow, snow will develop in the afternoon and continue into tomorrow night. 1 to 2 inches of accumulation possible by Saturday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 below.
98Q Country.
That you give me, can't hide what's inside, and it's killing me right now to see you wanna slip off of me again. Why should we go round and round the truth like we've been doing? Every time we like her, we're losing. So why should we spend Saturday night alone when I can call you on the phone, pick you up, make it up as we go along, pulling all nighter, chasing that desire. Time you end up back with him, 'cause it's safe and you're scared of everything you're feeling when we're burning the midnight down again. Why should we go round and round the truth like we've been doing? Every time we lie, girl, we're losing. So why
time?
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love
98Q Country.
Another summer day has come and gone away in Paris and Rome, but I want to go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. I want to go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. And I've been keeping all the letters that I wrote to you, each one a line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you? I would send them, but I know that it's just not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more than that. Another airplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I want to go home. I've got to go home. Let me go home. I'm just too far from where you are. I want to come home. Stepped outside when everything was going right, and I know just why you could not come along with me. This was not your dream, but you always believed in me. Another winter day has come and gone away, and even Paris and Rome, and I want to go home. Let me go home. And I'm surrounded by a million people. I still feel alone, and I want to go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. Let me go. Back home. Let me go home. It'll all be all right. I'll be home tonight. I'm coming back home.
Blake Shelton, he's pretty good, isn't he? It's called... I think so. It's called Home at 98Q Country. Lena is our keyword today. L-E-N-A, $25 gift certificate to Lena's Northern Pines out on beautiful Butternut Lake, or you can go to Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden. But get that to us sometime today through the Civic Media app. If you haven't put the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone, well, what are you waiting for? It's free. You just put it on there, and there it sits. And when you want to listen to 98Q or Trail Mix or any of our Wisconsin-based radio stations on the Civic Media Network, they're all right there. So the tap on the Civic Media app, go to 98Q and text us the word Lena sometime. You don't have to do it right now if you're driving and stuff, just sometime before midnight tonight. I always giggle because sometimes I get up in the morning, I see somebody texted us like at 11:20 at night, and they're like, oh, like they went to bed and they're like, oh, I forgot to, and then they go on and do that. So whatever, as long as you do it before midnight, you're good. We'll give away another $25 certificate. We'll throw some live snowballs too coming up sometime here on the morning show and give you a chance to win. So you have two chances. You can win once on the text side, and you can win once on the live throwball snowball showdown. You can win live right here. Also, we have about 6 below. It's only going to get to about 7 above for today. Not too warm, but temperatures will feel a little better because the wind's not going to be blowing around a whole lot today. Well, about 75,000 federal employees accepted President Trump's buyout after that represents about 3% of the federal workforce, the USA Today reports. I guess the 75,000 number, I looked at that and I'm like, well, that's a lot. And then it's like 3%. Well, just like, well, that's not very much of what the goal of the new administration is to trim waste and trim the number of people working for the government. So the buyout offer, here's what the buyout offer is. It promises 8 months of pay in exchange for resigning. And it was restored after a federal judge lifted the pause yesterday. So the judge ruled that federal employee unions lacked the standing and that the court had no jurisdiction. So the Democratic side is warning employees about the timing, as the government is not funded beyond March 14th right now. That's kind of the next hurdle, isn't it? We got another budget coming up March 14th. So that's going to be ugly. So so you can have 8 months for the federal employees to party on, I guess, and then try to find a better job. Good luck with that. We've got all the news to come update in just a couple minutes here.
Lakeland Kids Closet in Minocqua is the perfect one-stop resale shop in the Northwoods. Find clothes for the whole family, accessories, sporting goods, home decor, toys, and more. Plus, brand new Lakeland T-Bird gear to show your school spirit. Your business helps support the students in the Lakeland Union Wings and Star programs. Most resale items are $5 or less, and there's always a special. Let your dollar go further at Lakeland Kids Closet. Open weekdays 8:30 to 3:15. Find them on Facebook and next to Papa Murphy's in Minocqua. Donations welcome. At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Our featured restaurant today is Phillips Cafe and Catering. Don Miller and his family have been staples of the Northwoods for 44 years, and they'll cater your event. Chicken dinners, fish fries, Taco Tuesday, hearty breakfast, and a full menu of items. And as always, a great value. Open Sunday, Monday, and Thursday from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. Open Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. Phillips Cafe. More food at a great value. Highway 13, downtown Phillips.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. At Ken's, you're going to find...